Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Say hello to our friends jumping on now in Portland. Portland's classic rock, 92.3 KGON. Good morning, Anchorage, Alaska, 94.7 KZND, Alaska's rock alternative. Good morning to you guys. 105.7, the X Rockin' in Peoria, Illinois. And Rock 100.5, the Cat in Oklahoma City. Big show, Ted versus the FCC. Bad jokes on the way, profile this. And our question today, when did you say to yourself or think to yourself, I did not see that coming? 844-999-OLA.
A quick comment you might find interesting. We said, you know, man, if you're going to take a drug and it ends up being a different drug than the drug you thought, hell of a surprise. So this guy says, in Germany, I bought some cocaine. That night, I ended up ripping my window off and sleeping outside in the snow. Turns out it was meth. Did not see that coming.
No, I bet you didn't.
Damn. Good times.
Yeah, some drugs are cut with different stuff.
I was going to say, that's one of them.
Yeah. You just have that realization.
Like, trust me.
I think we're on meth.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I haven't hurt somebody.
I don't feel like hugging anybody. Right. Man, yeah. We are awake.
Yes. Right. Yes. That, yes.
I keep chewing something that's not in my mouth.
It was not what I thought, and yes, something else. I just don't want to know. And that's what I've always said to myself. You know what? I just don't want to know.
When you realize it's not what you thought it was?
I just don't want to know.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, don't turn around, Doc.
Yep. Yeah, I made the mistake one time in Seattle. One time in Seattle. What? At a bus stop with a normal-looking dude, smoking.
Come on!
Right.
At a bus stop,
one time.
Normal-looking dude.
Very normal-looking.
I think Ted's speaking for
everyone. Very normal-looking guy.
So,
not sure what it was.
He offered it to you?
The base was definitely marijuana. Oh, yeah, he's just smoking the bus stop. He's like, hey, man, you want to hit him? I'm like, sure. I'm like, whoa, jeez, man, wow.
What did you think it was?
I don't even
what
want
do
to
you
know.
Think it
I
was?
Don't know.
I think it was probably meth.
I think you're probably right.
And,
I don't know.
I want you to keep this in mind.
Yeah?
We both agree it was probably meth, all right?
But we don't know that.
But here's a guy who sees another dude show up at a bus stop.
He was already there before.
And to him, you looked like a meth head.
Right.
Like, hey, man,
so.
Want to hit a meth?
Hey,
He had to make a judgment call. You methy-looking son of a bitch.
Did you ask him what he was smoking?
I did not, because he was of larger carriage.
I mean,
he was a jacked up
when
dude.
You walked up.
He looked like a bodybuilder.
Were you just like, oh man, what are you smoking?
Okay, here's the thing. This guy.
Did I hit that?
This guy was a gym buff.
All
like
right.
This guy, he did not have that look of this is
perfectly normal looking guy.
This is not his drug. Like if he was doing cocaine, I would be like, all right, that might be the cocaine guy. If he was doing steroids, that is definitely that guy. I did not see the others. I did not even put that together. I figured he's just got down to the gym. He's having his, you know, it's because it smells like marijuana. It's marijuana under, you know.
I think, and this should be a rule. If you ask someone you want to hit and you have not identified what is in the pipe. Like, everyone assumes that's weed.
I was just like, oh, thanks. And he's like, no. What? Nah, what did you think to yourself? I did not see that coming. 844-999-OLA.
Wait for the bus? Nah, I'm just going to run home.
Can't believe that happened to you with just a perfectly normal-looking guy at the bus stop that you'd never met before.
Did the same thing happen to you with crack?
He knew that guy.
Yeah, I kind of knew that guy. Kind of knew that guy. I'll tell you who he's a friend of if you want to cut the mic for a minute, but, you know, it was that kind of scene. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, man, yeah, you can't be that surprised.
I was very surprised.
Not at what you were smoking, but that it happened.
Yes.
All right. Hello, Jared. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. So, what I didn't see coming was the, when I got my phone stolen out of my hand.
Oh, damn.
Was it a run? Was he running by you or what?
It was actually on a bike.
And where were you? I mean, where did this happen?
So I was at Walmart. West of my family was inside. I stepped out front to have a cigarette. So I'm smoking a cigarette. I'm going through something on my phone. Dude on a bike just rides by, and he puts it out of my hand, and he's gone.
And he kept a hold of it, too, when he swiped it. Like, he didn't drop it or nothing.
No, it was, honestly, like, after everything was done, and, you know, I went back home, and I, you know, smoked a bowl, chilled out, I'm like, wow, that was pretty clean.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. You put it in perspective. You're like, you didn't see it coming.
Nope, like I said, I'm like, wow, that was actually a pretty clean lift.
And this was a grown-ass man on, what, a 10-speed bike or a 1-speed?
It was like a 10-speed bike.
It had to be a 10-speed bike. We always contend that a grown man on a 1-speed bike has drugs.
We contend that because I think that is solid.
But what about, but bike crimes just seem weird. Like the doctor who got shot.
Right.
On the drive-by.
That's really weird.
On the guy coming the other direction.
That
guy followed him.
Yeah, you're on a bike. You just don't assume that anything is going to happen to you on a bike unless you get into an accident with a car. Or you get in an accident because of the road situations, whatever. Most of the time on a bike, it's already dangerous enough.
Well, you don't assume another biker's going
but
to shoot.
The idea of a drive-by on a, yeah, right, like that's not the cult. That doesn't seem like that culture. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
What is that, a track? You know, I mean, like.
So he followed that dude?
Oh, yeah. He rides his bicycle every day to work. And the guy followed him because they have footage of him following him with just a backpack. Just some random white dude in his 30s following him. And then he gets to a certain point and just pulls up next to him, blows him away.
Jeez.
And they have no idea why.
I mean, everybody's brain is kind of in the same spot. Like, what is going on? This doesn't feel random.
No, of course it's not.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah. And it was through like a medical campus.
See, that's nuts. When did you think to yourself, I did not see that coming? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Angela. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
All right, well, this one I definitely did not see coming, so this happened quite a while ago. One night I'm sitting in the bar, sitting in the club. Some gal hands me her phone number, so I tucked it into my pocket. A few weeks later, sitting around the house, a little borny, thought I'll give her a call. Called her up, spent a weekend with her, no big deal, at least I didn't think so. Let it go. Next thing I know, a few months later, she actually moved into the apartment building I was living in.
Must have laid it down.
Oh, yeah. The magic you created.
I don't know what you
was
did,
overpowering. Oh, the
well,
tongue.
This time, it didn't work out in my favor, though. So, you know, again,
well, no
I
kidding.
Didn't think anything of it. I was dating a new gal at the time, so didn't really think much of it. We didn't really have any contact at, you know, that point. Well, I ended up then moving out, no big deal. About a year later, I pick up the newspaper, and I'm reading through articles. I come across this one article, and make a long story short, she had started dating another gal. That gal broke it off, and this chick showed up at her home and shot her dead.
Whoa!
Did you see any of this?
And you know, I know
it's a weekend. I know that's not enough time. But did you do anything?
Yes. There were definitely red flags, which is why I never got in contact with her again, because I was like, I don't want anything to do with you.
What are some of the red flags? When you thought back to that weekend, it was 2 days. But in those 2 days, like, what are some of the things you're like, yeah, this kind of makes sense?
Okay, two things stood out. The first thing should have been the biggest red flag because of, well, she'd gotten in trouble at work. And so apparently was having some kind of fling going on with somebody. She worked, I'm not going to really give it up just in case there's any family.
Sure.
But worked in law enforcement to some degree. So carried a weapon.
Oh, and, that doesn't make it scary at all.
No, that doesn't make it scary at all.
Jesus.
And so she had been on some kind of house arrest kind of thing with work because she had to be, like, at her home. She had to call in at certain hours. Again, we only did a Saturday, Sunday.
Damn.
So, I got to call into work. So I was like, all right, whatever. And she had just told me that she had gotten in trouble and was on this. So didn't think much of it. So one night was at my place, one night was at her place. Well, the night at her place, we walk into her place and takes my hands and ushers me off and walk into this room. And I'm thinking, okay, this must be your roommate's kid's room or something, right? You just want to get a little freaky here because, you know, those little car beds that they have for kids.
Oh, they're awesome. I mean, when you're eight.
That was her bed?
That was her bed. It was in our room. I thought, okay, yeah, that's kind of weird. And that's when I was like, okay, I'm going home now.
But they don't have much of a good mattress on them either. Like, it's just like a little five-inch mattress.
You did not have sex on the car bed. You went home at that point?
Oh, no, no, no. I had sex first.
Oh, you did have sex first.
So the sex was
And then went home.
And then went home.
Yeah. So you can actually tell people that you, in fact, had sex in one of those little car beds, which is weird.
With a murderer, yes.
You know what? That's,
you win.
That is a hell of a thing
you
to
win,
have to say.
You win the prize.
That is fantastic. I had sex in the car bed with a murderer.
Yeah. Damn.
Wow.
I've always wanted, well, anyway. When did you think to yourself, I did not see that coming? 844-999-OLA.
Any of that.
I always want to have sex on one of those couches that looks like the big red lips.
Oh, sure, man.
I thought that would be cool.
Yeah, I just want to have sex. Well, it doesn't matter. Want to have sex on a cactus? Give it a go.
All right, sure. You know what? Actually, you're right.
That's it.
It wouldn't matter where. Like, it could be on the counter at a breakfast place.
You want to have sex under an 18-wheeler that's leaking oil?
All right.
I made out with a chick once sitting on one of those giant high heel shoes or chairs.
Oh, really?
Where were you?
Oh, that's cool.
Tell me.
At a random house that had high heel.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask.
Chairs.
Was it in a home?
Yes, in a basement.
And they had
a high heel chair.
Yes.
That's cool, though.
Yeah, but don't you feel like you should be making out with someone if you're sitting
I mean,
that's
in that? Yeah, that chair was down there.
That is.
There was like a bar down there. I mean, yeah.
Hmm.
I'm guessing it was not a single female that owned the home.
No.
Yeah, that's like just a little bit of profiling. Like, this is not a woman's house.
The car bed, though. I don't know if I could really be aroused in the car bed. Because I remember the car bed as a kid, as a young kid. Like,
that's the only time you're going to remember.
No,
it's weird, but you would fight through it.
You think so?
Yes. Yes, you would. You would. You decide you'd have sex all these different places, but not a car bed. Because that would be weird.
Well, the association's different. Because I had a friend that had a car bed. The only thing I can think of was, you know, my friend, when he's like, you know, fourth grade, we're in fourth grade together. And he had that bed I thought was just kick ass.
Brother, you need to train your brain just to get out of that, right? Like, in those moments, like, listen, man. I'm thinking about my buddy in fourth grade.
Exactly. Like, I could probably fight through the baseball glove chair. Just because I had a baseball glove.
He had a bed just like this. And I don't know. Like, get it out of your mind, man.
All right.
You need a coach on that.
Dude, would want you to have sex on that
bed. My friend Jeff had this bed. Yeah, he did. Yeah,
this
Jeff.
Is for you, Jeff.
I'm going to do it for you. When did you think to yourself, I did not see that coming? 844-999-OLA. Hold the line. Where are your calls coming up? You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We're in Oklahoma City. A woman returned to her studio apartment to find an intruder naked in her bed. Police were called to Chaos Studio near Northwest 6th and Western. Jennifer Mayo owns Chaos Studio, a place where people can repurpose and smash electronics. Mayo said her alarm went off early in the morning and police went out. However, police did not see any signs of an intruder, so they left. But when Mayo looked through a window, she saw someone was inside. They pulled out the AC on the wall, apparently. Pushed it through, and then he put it back in. And it didn't really, I guess, alarm the police that it had come out because he had put it back in. Mayo said the intruder, now identified as Matthew Zimmerelli, made himself at home. He ate the food in the fridge. And I think he kind of got the idea of chaos here because he took apart one of the appliances. He got out all the tools, and I could tell he had been tinkering on different things. He was also very thirsty. He drank about 6 bottles of water, had a can of beer, and ate almonds, said Mayo, who called police again.
Relatively healthy.
Yeah. Mayo and her landlord went inside and found Zimmerelli in bed. We locked him in the office. He was already in there, she said. He was naked at the time. He also allegedly bathed and did laundry during his time.
He's very productive.
Mayo believes that Zimmerelli is homeless, and she's not too upset because she said she wanted to do business in the area to help people anyway. Well, trespassing is wrong, but at the same time, we live in a society where we've allowed people to get to that point, she said. He was taken to jail for burglary. Our question, when did you think to yourself, I did not see that coming? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Okay, so back in the 90s, me and this buddy of mine, Andy, we did a lot of different drugs. Sometimes we snorted them. And so this one night, we're on downtown Tacoma looking for some Chiba, or black tar heroin, which we would snort. And we ran into this lady named Stevie, who was our connection. And I remember she kept reminding us how she was a lesbian. And we were like, okay, good, Stevie, that's fine. And so she hooked us up, and we're down there in Tacoma Waterfront getting ready to do our business. And I'm a little nervous because I never really watched anyone, you know, slam it before. She's getting her rig out and getting everything ready, and I'm looking at my buddy Andy kind of nervously and stuff, like, what's going to happen here? And all of a sudden, we got the radio on, and we hear November Rain come on by Guns N' Roses. And she's like, oh, my God, you guys, you want to see something? Andy and I look at each other. Like, what else are we going to see? But she pulls her shirt up, and tattooed on her chest is, in cursive, the song titled November Rain, right below, like, where her bra is. She's like, I love this song. It just speaks to me so much. And I was just like, oh, whew, okay, I thought we were going to see something worse than what we were going to see. But, yeah, I'll never forget that night.
Wow.
That is a curveball.
No, yeah.
They were going to watch her shoot heroin.
All right. I didn't see that.
Yeah, I did not see. I
got November Rain.
Mm, okay.
I would say this. If you have a song title tattooed on your body, you don't have to tell people you like the song.
Hopefully,
we got that.
Hopefully she knows how painful that was for everybody involved to get that one song out there. Years and months of waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. And so it was a good thing it was worth it.
Didn't they almost go bankrupt?
Oh, my God. I want to say he was holed up in Chicago for months and months and months at a time. If I remember the story.
He wanted this to be perfect.
Right.
But that was the song. Right. You're right.
So basically, like anything else he does, it takes him a long time to release it because he wants it to be perfect. When did you think to yourself, I did not see that coming? 844-999-OLA.
I mean, he had to be kind of strung out, too, right?
I don't think so.
Maybe. Who knows? But it was this one song.
He wasn't done with it.
He would not stop turking with it until it was exactly what he wanted, man.
Did it armor it, didgeridoos.
Hello, Ryan Castle. Welcome to the men's room.
So, I was listening in the car earlier, and it reminded me of this story that I had to share with you guys. And a couple of you have probably heard this before. We have had the occasion over the years to employ little people at some of our events,
yes.
Right? So if it was like a holiday show, they would come and we would pay them and they would dress as elves or something like that, which
Marty.
In hindsight sounds terrible.
Marty!
Yeah, which in hindsight sounds terrible, but this is what these cats did for a living. This was their job. They were professional little people. So this is probably, 10, 15 years ago this happened. We had a show with bands and we had employed our little people friends and the one girl who was working with them, or one of the girls that was working with them, she kept talking about how she had met the band and she really wanted to go hang out with them backstage. And I thought, you know, I just thought she was like, she's a really nice girl. Why would she want to subject herself to that? Or like maybe she was a little naive as to what that actually meant. Like she didn't understand the code for, I want you to come hang out backstage with the band. So I wouldn't help her get backstage, and I thought I was doing her a solid, right?
Mm-hmm. Papa Ryan.
Right. So fast forward, it's the end of the night, it's quiet in the club now, and she starts in again about, you know, I really want to go hang out with the band, you know, they seem super cool, and I'm like, you don't want to, trust me, you don't want to do that. She stops, she looks up at me, and you got to picture this, because I'm like 6'2", 6'3", and she's like 2'6", 2'3", something like that, and she just goes, Ryan, someone's effing this tonight.
Damn, man. Did you take her backstage?
No, I left. I can't even deal with it at that point. And you know what? Bad on me for, you know, thinking that she wasn't a grown-ass woman that could do whatever she wanted. But, completely caught me off guard.
I did not see
that coming.
I smoked weed with her and Marty on that couch that night. Mm-hmm. When they sat there and talked. Yeah.
I remember her that night, man. Yeah. Next time, just help a woman out, man. Mm-hmm. Somebody's effing this tonight.
What did you think to yourself? I did not see that coming. 844-999-OLA.
She needed a little love.
I admire her honesty. She's been trying to drop hints to Castle all day, but now he's been the good guy. So I like that she's finally like, look, I want to get some penis.
Right. I want to go backstage.
Give me penis now. Hello, Andrew. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
All right. Well, I didn't see it coming. Me and my buddy, years ago, drinking pretty heavily, playing a drinking game, and my hand went through a window. And I basically cut my thumb off.
Oh! I mean, did you basically cut it off, or did you cut your thumb off?
Almost. A little bit through the bone, all the tendons, and all the muscles.
Oh, and I guess they all roll up into a ball into your wrist. Is that how that works?
It is, yes. And so I'm looking at it, and my buddies were still drinking, and I was like, man, I need a Band-Aid. And he was like,
yeah,
oh,
you sure
need
do.
More than that.
What game were you playing that your hand went through a window?
It was where you could catch a shot glass after you take the shot.
Okay.
Huh. Yeah. And I run in the house back in, and the first thing I grab is toilet paper. Worst thing you can grab.
Oh, yeah. I guess what? It just sticks in there, right?
Yes, it does. And so my buddy rushes me to the hospital. And to the emergency room, and the lady can't give me anything because there's alcohol in my system.
All right.
So, she's picking all the toilet paper out with tweezers. And while that's happened, my buddy is talking to the nurse, hitting on her.
Of course he is. Look, this officially is your problem. So for him, it's like, look, I got your ass here. Now I'm going to go to work.
I'm thoroughly convinced. The times that I've been in the hospital for whatever operations or whatever, man, the nurses just are absolutely fantastic looking.
Really?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, man, I've had some great experiences in the hospital. I mean, not great experiences.
I've had great experiences. I got a new rectum.
I just got to remember. I mean, like, the surgeries I went through are not pleasant.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, maybe it's my affinity for women in scrubs. But, I mean, it's just an amazing
place.
Could
be the drugs. Gary. You're so pretty. It's Gary, goddamn.
Telling you, man.
I don't see that many of them. And I walk through a neighborhood with a lot of hospitals every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
I think you like the scrub look.
Must have. He's a scrub guy.
Yeah.
When did you think? Oh, that light blue. When did you think to yourself, I did not see that coming? 844-999-OLA.
Oh, look, she has the Donald Duck scrubs. Oh, yeah. Looney Tune. Hello, Riley. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. Well, I did not see a road sign coming for my face.
A road sign coming for your face, huh? How does that work? Yeah.
Well, I was working, I was flagging, and kind of a windy day earlier in the year, and it was actually funny. I was laughing at the other chick who was flagging because her sign just fell. I started to turn to my left, and all of a sudden, I just get dropped. And I have no idea what happened. And
how heavy?
Trying to get myself together.
How heavy are those signs?
Heavy.
5-ish pounds, but they're metal.
Okay.
So they're like a quarter inch thick, aluminum or steel, whatever they are.
They're the same kind of signs that you would put up on a pole.
Right.
So you know, like I've stolen enough of those to know that those things are heavy.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's just one of the ones that are on the ground for like construction and stuff.
Yeah.
So a little bit heavier, but I didn't know what happened. I turned around and there's a sign, and there's my heart at about 200, 250 feet down the road, and
damn.
I put my hand on my face, and here's all this blood starts pulling out, and I'm like, oh, crap.
Now, is there traffic going by as you're going through this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody stops. No one cares. You're just out. I mean, somebody surely saw this.
Right. There's a man bleeding out of his face on the side of the road.
Oh yeah, they just kept driving. Oh yeah, they just went around. My boss and stuff came over and
what about the other lady that you were laughing at who was working with you?
Oh, she stayed down there. She had to it was just one lane, so she had to keep traffic going by.
She had to keep the stop one up.
Mm-hmm. I see.
So you didn't get run over.
Oh, yeah, I definitely would have flipped it to slow.
Okay.
Damn, man. Yeah.
Did you guys, speaking of being hit with random science, now, as and Ted probably could describe this a little bit better than I can, but with the older ballparks, specifically the Fenways of the world and Wrigley, and those are, I think those are the only two. Maybe, yeah, I think those are the only two that still do it. But they have, the scoreboard is a manual operated scoreboard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so there's a person back there, and he's got these big signs, basically, these big metal numbers or whatever they are. And, you know, every inning, every strike, every ball, he replaces these. At some point in time the other day, one of those signs either blew out or he dropped it.
Oh, now, yeah, it's our shot of the day.
Now, when he dropped it, yeah, all right, yeah, well, we'll let you know the rest of the story coming up. Just know.
I'm just amazed just at why know, it wasn't.
Yeah, that's only a small part of the story. So that's not really.
He drops it.
Yeah, he does drop it. So just know that. So somebody else did get hit with a sign.
It should have been worse.
Right.
And very oddly, it was not.
What did you think to yourself? I did not see that coming. 844-999-OLA.
Hello. God damn it. Hello, Devin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hola.
Hey, so the weekend before Memorial Day weekend, I was over in Eastern Washington near Leavenworth, and we were working on this covered area next to the bonfire, and, you know, that covered area had natural logs, basically to keep it with the cabin theme, and what we had was a couple logs that were probably, I don't know, probably 10, 12 feet long that braced in between those posts. Well, it came time to bring those braces down, and it was going to end up being one of the bars to stand by out there. Well, we got it about halfway down, and it pinched. So between the three of us guys that were trying to bring it down, we were trying to figure out how to get it out of there. And one guy walked away, and I was in the middle on a ladder. And as he walked away, the entire thing came down on my head.
Oh!
Like, sliced my head open from my ear basically to the top of my head. I looked like Frankenstein.
Do you still have that scar across the top of your head?
Oh, absolutely.
And as I was going to say, like, you have a part going the other direction.
Yeah.
You could part your hair down the middle and create a cross on your head.
Yep.
That's amazing.
I should get you a Woodhead jersey.
That is awesome. did they have to wire anything through there? Sometimes they have to, did your jaw have to be wired or anything?
No, actually, I mean, for the most part, I didn't have any pain, but I did have to have 13 staples put across my head.
Okay.
Nice.
And what if I looked at your head now, would I notice that your head had been split open?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I got the little bit of receding hairline, so.
Mm-hmm. So there's not much you can do about it at this point.
How long ago was it?
About, I don't know, 2 months ago.
Oh, wow. Oh,
damn.
Dude, okay, so this is fresh.
I was going to say, I'm bald, and I had 12 staples in the back of my head. Like, it slowly fades.
Yep. No, it's actually gotten to the point where, you know, it's not very noticeable unless you look at it, but I can definitely tell it's there.
No, really, modern-day medicine, comparatively, is much better than what we had as kids, because I've seen, especially super glue was a big one.
Staples are staples.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I had a buddy that just recently went through this. He got 6 staples in his head, right? And I was, like, kind of surprised. They just kind of used a staple gun, right? And he's like, yeah. And then he texted me, he goes, hey, what happens when they take them out? Do they, like, numb you up or whatever? I go,
No.
They use a staple remover.
Yeah, like, they just pull them out.
Like, they do it.
Like, when they put them in, I was all numbed up. So it was kind of weird. Just,
Oh, you hear it.
Oh, yeah.
You hear it, and your head's flying
because
forward.
It's one of those big carpentry guns. But it's industrial strength.
Staples, until you've had staples into your body, it was shocking to me. Like, God damn, these are legit just staples.
They,
that was easy.
They stapled my arm. I'd sliced my artery open in my arm. Same thing, but I had not seen my arm for 6 weeks. And they kept saying, we stapled your arm. This was 20 years ago, 25 years ago. So I thought, surely, when they say they stapled something together, it's going to be some kind of medical thing. And it's the same thing. I go into the doctor, and they unwrap my arm for the first time. And I look down at my arm, and I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like, and I asked, are these like staples? He said, man, they're staples. I said, you guys literally just use staples. It's like, it works. It's like, I just expected something different. And it kind of freaked me out, man. I'm like, oh my God.
I think that's all of us. Because you just hear that term. So you're like, it's got to be a medical thing.
It can't just be staples.
It's just staples.
You think when they're done, they go, that was easy.
Yeah. When did you think to yourself, I did not see that coming? 844-999-OLA.
I bet a lot of doctors are like, why do you think it's anything different? We call them staples.
I know, but it's your medical. But
we tried to make it as basic as possible. Right.
They're staples. You don't like all the medical terms we use. Staples.
I can't believe when they said they're going to tag me to a wall, I was up there with tags.
It would be like going to a bar and being like, this beer is beer. Well, yeah. Like, yeah.
You asked for a beer.
If that's the case, I can ask for six on the beach. Hello, John. And a buttery nipple.
That's a good point.
Hello, John. And welcome to the men's room.
And you know what?
Hola!
Hola!
So my short story is from quite a few years ago, but when I was in high school, we had gone to an activity in a town. We were just learning where we had just gotten our driver's license. My sister was a couple years older than me, and she had moved on to college with some of her friends. They were all rooming together. So me and my buddies, I drove down to the basketball game, decided to stop by their apartment, figuring, we know what college girls do, right? They drink and party on Fridays. Let's go join.
Tickle fights.
So we thought, hey, let's go have some drinks with them. My sister just happened to not be there. We ended up playing quarters all night, getting pretty lit, beyond lit. And out of the blue, I'm back in the bathroom, walking out of the bathroom, and three of her friends corral me and take me into their room and show me what it means to be a man.
Yeah, you
sound, know what I mean.
You sound irresistible.
I don't know if I am or not. But
I'm telling you are. I'm telling you are.
Oh, dude. I mean, your voice alone, it's like listening to Barry White.
It really is. Sounds like.
So these three chicks, were you a virgin?
I was.
You know what? F you. I'm just.
All right, good for you.
Really? That's your introduction? Mm-hmm. It's all downhill from there, isn't it?
I didn't expect that to happen.
I mean, I was a virgin.
And all of them said I was the biggest they'd ever seen. I didn't expect that either.
First time was a foursome. But whatevs.
Yeah. They expected
me to one up you.
Yeah. They ordered pizza and we laid there naked and ate it.
Right.
When did you think to yourself, I did not see that coming? 844-999-OLA. Hold the line. More calls on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Network.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
We're going to Ireland.
Oh, man, did the writer have fun with this one over there in Ireland. I'll read it as it's written. Authorities were in for a surprise when they stopped a van yesterday for no insurance and ended up finding a horse in the back. The Store Street Roads Policing Unit smelt a bit of foul play when they saw a van with no insurance and found a large horse in the back. They didn't spend any time horsing around and arrested the driver immediately. Poor animal was found in the back of the van, which had been merrily stopped for no insurance. In a Twitter post, a police spokesman said, "Stopped your Ford Transit. There's a horse inside." Store Street Roads Policing Unit stopped this van for no insurance. It was also discovered there was quite a large horse being transported in the back. Driver arrested. The incident has elicited several hilarious responses from Twitter users, including one person who said, "That's one way of adding more horsepower." Our question, when did you think to yourself, I did not see that coming? 844-999-OLA.
Seems like that writer was trying to be a comedian a little bit.
Hello, Cecil. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, I think it was 2006. Me and a bunch of friends rode up from Colorado to Sturgis for the rally. And the camp that we were staying at, they had the paid showers.
Huh.
Huh.
So next morning, I think I'm still pretty buzzed. I'm having a morning beer to try to shake off, you know, the drunk from last night. And I'm just talking with these two chicks who are standing behind me waiting to get in the showers. And, you know, I get up next in line, and the chick behind me is like, oh, crap, I forgot the quarters. I was like, well, you know, just jokingly around. I was like, well, if you guys want, you can just shower with me. And they're both of them said, okay, cool, no problem.
So you just jumped in there and showered with two women?
Jumped in there, showered with two chicks I've never met before in my life.
And it was just strictly just taking a shower, and then you got out of there?
Just taking a shower, but I did pump a bunch of quarters in there.
I bet you did. Like, hey, it's okay. Who cares? Yeah, well, I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, everybody's got to get wet. Everybody's got to dry off. Everybody's got to lather up. It's going to take a little time.
Was everybody naked, or were they wearing, like, a bathing suit?
He'd gone.
It's like this. You go in there. You go in the car wash with a smart car, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Maybe it's going to cost you $2-3. You go in there with a GNC, you know, one of those big-ass things, man.
Suburban.
You're going to have to pump $6-7 in there to get the whole thing clean.
Well, sure. You know, he says that like it's so easy. Anytime I walk into the women's locker room and jump in the shower with them, like, they have a much different reaction.
Mm-hmm. No,
and I'm like, this is free. I don't understand it.
When did you think to yourself, I did not see that coming? 844-999-OLA.
I just like that he paid for the shower.
Yeah,
I got this.
Wouldn't you?
I do it all the time when I go places, but some people don't.
How long do you get for a quarter?
Pay for a shower?
The festivals I go to, it's like $7 for a shower.
And how long is it?
Take as long as you want, friend.
Oh, yeah? Oh,
all right.
Okay. Now, you should be responsible. All the people want a shower.
Okay.
I put my money in.
You ever shower with anybody else in there?
Well, yeah, there's little stalls.
Okay. All right. That's good. All right.
Time for the morning tea.
Yeah. Right. Come on, boys. Let's go shower.
All right. I was like,
that's pretty much how it goes.
Today was full shower day. People was aligned down there. Like, I was like, it was like five dudes deep.
Stinky people.
Oh, man, good times. Good times.
When
did you think to yourself, I did not see that coming?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.